Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again this morning with their usual plethora of useful information, George Roberts, CEO, and Terrence Ates, Director of Community Outreach and Public Information Officer for NetHealth, a.k.a. the Northeast Texas Public Health District. Good morning, George and Terrence.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having us this morning.
You bet. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus, and In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show. We'll start as we always do. Well, not exactly the way we always do. We're going to start with some contact information today, and then we'll get into the mission, history, et cetera. But how do folks get in touch with NetHealth? What's the best way to do that?
Sure. The best way is through our website, mynethealth.org, or you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And as well as our main phone number is 903-535-0030, and that'll give you a phone tree to get through a bunch of information here. And our public information officer, Terrence, can add to that.
So we are your health department, so that's why our web address is MyNetHealth. So when you think of us, we want you to think of us as MyNetHealth.org.
All righty, and that, in fact, is exactly what it is. And we'll give out the street address, 815 North Broadway, but you have a number of different addresses because of the different facilities you have around Smith County and elsewhere
in
East
Texas. We're all over the place. Yeah, we have locations and services in 21 counting Smith County, 21 East Texas County. So we have primarily our WIC clinics in a lot of different counties. So we're all over the place, 21 clinics in 20 counties.
All righty. You are busy folks. And now, the history of the formation of NetHealth. How did it all begin?
So how did we all begin? So back in the 30s, we basically formed as the Tyler-Smith County Health Unit and basically grew from there to become the Tyler-Smith County Health Department, became pretty much the Smith County Health Department. And then back in the early 90s, the city of Tyler and Smith County got together and said, hey, we'd like to form what's called a health district and have the, we want to continue working with both, with you. We basically want to basically delegate the day-to-day work of the health district to a board of directors. So that's what they did. So we became the, at that point in the 90s, the Smith County Public Health District. And then in the early 2000s, with that recognizing that, there's, you know, we're in a lot of different places. We became the Northeast Texas Public Health District. So we're here to basically serve Tyler, Smith County, but also, you know, 20 total of 21 counties all over East Texas with a variety of public health issues and needs.
To promote health, prevent illness, and
protect our community.
And protect your community.
That's right. Very good. That's
basically,
mission statement right there.
Basically your mission statement. That can be found on the website, which again, as Terrence mentioned, is mynethealth.org. This is a very well-timed show, I must say. I'll pat myself on the back.
Pat yourself
figuratively
on the back.
Pat you.
Yeah, I'll pat you on the back.
Okay.
Reach over there.
Back pats everywhere because we're on the cusp of National Public Health Week.
That's right.
The first full week of April. Tell us what that's all about.
Sure. The National Public Health Week is a recognition of, it starts April 1st, tomorrow, and it's basically a recognition of the value of public health in our local communities, in our state, and in our nation. Public health, John, basically is, you know, as we like to tell people, since 1900, 30 years of life have been added to the average lifespan of Americans. 25 of those are public health initiatives, such as clean water, safe food, and vaccinations. So those three elements. And so we want to basically, we take that time to basically, we have the city of Tyler and Smith County going to recognize us through proclamations and resolutions, but we're also going to recognize, spend that week telling our story a little bit more, but also also recognizing our employees and all who are all over East Texas and doing the great work of serving their fellow man and woman like they are.
All righty. And one of the things that you really want to do during, if not the main thing, as I understand it, during National Public Health Week is promote more awareness of your services.
Correct.
So let's start National Public Health Week a day early and get busy with that.
That's right. Dive on in here.
Okay. Women with infants and children, otherwise known as the WIC program, 21 clinics across East Texas. Let's just start with that one.
So think of most of the major cities you know of East Texas, Jacksonville, Canton, Carthage, Sulphur Springs, Quitman, Mount Pleasant. There's a women, infant, and children's clinic that is operated and administered by our wonderful WIC staff, our amazing WIC staff, I should say, as our human resources director likes to call everybody. So we provide breastfeeding support. We provide nutrition assistance. It's for any parent or any guardian of a kid between the ages of 1 and 5. So you don't have to just be the mother. We're encouraging fathers to bring their children to come to our WIC clinics also, because it's been proven, it's been shown that the father is still being involved in the kid's life as they're young. It helps them to stay and remain healthy as they become older.
And particularly, one of the things they really promote is breastfeeding. We have breastfeeding peer counselors who basically work with the new moms to, you know, provide them with some support, because breastfeeding is one of those, for a dad who's gone through the process, you think it's a perfectly normal function until you watch your wife go through having problems with it. And having a coach or somebody to help you, tell you it's going to be okay and give you some tips about how you can do it better is very, very helpful. We're also able to, with our WIC clients, who if they are breastfeeding, we're able to provide them some breastfeeding supplies such as a breast pump to help them to help them better, you know, store up some milk while they're when they're not with their child.
All righty. Visiting with George Roberts and Terrence Ates with NetHealth, the Northeast Texas Public Health District, at MyNetHealth.org. On In Focus this morning, I'm John Sims. And anybody can walk into a WIC clinic and have their needs taken care of, right?
And let's emphasize, free. It's all free.
We do want to emphasize that,
yes.
Don't we? Yeah. Okay, and you have 21 clinics across East Texas, and now, and I think since the last time we chatted, which was a little over a year ago, you have more going on in that regard. Five conversion vans and a mobile bus?
We just, the state WIC office provided us with a huge mobile bus and five conversion vans where we can actually take our WIC services out to people who maybe have transportation issues getting in to see us, or in similar areas maybe that it's hard to get to. So we're just now implementing that program, but the feedback that the staff has given me so far has been extremely positive. So it's been a great program. We just got those units back in December. So again, we're very early in the process of getting this whole thing really implemented well. But we think that's going to be a real useful service to our clients. And again, we want to, why is that important? Because if we can provide that information about how to feed your babies, or about nutrition, or about other types of issues, if we can provide that to people, that basically give those moms and babies a step up in the process.
Okay. And again, contact information, 903-535-0030 for anything having to do with any questions you might have.
Correct.
Or services you might want to know about that are provided by NetHealth. Main office at 815 North Broadway, and that web address again, mynethealth.org. You're also on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so you have the waterfront pretty well covered on social media as well. Environmental health. Now, you have a variety of locations that you evaluate and inspect. This is where we get into the food and restaurant inspections.
Correct.
Things of that
so
nature.
Basically, again, do you like to eat out?
I really do. I like it better than cooking.
Right. And most people nowadays, you know, I'm included in that. I think Terrence and his family.
I do also, yes.
So we all enjoy doing it. So one of the things here, and this program is essentially entitled in Smith County. So basically, we're the ones that go out and do the restaurant inspections and permitting. We also work with, you know, inspect mobile food trucks. We go out. We also work with public swimming pools and spas to make sure they're safe. And we also get a lot of calls from people about general sanitation issues. So our environmental health team stays very, very busy inspecting all these restaurants. They do routine inspections annually. They also go out and will respond to complaints and things like that. So we encourage the public to, you know, feel good when you go to a restaurant, but when you see something, to let us know so we can, you know, check it out. Could be something going on, maybe the owner of the establishment isn't aware of or something. But we want to know about that stuff, because one of the things we want to prevent is any type of foodborne outbreaks or illnesses as a result of eating it in an establishment.
Very good. Immunizations. This is a big topic. You're pushing for back-to-school vaccines to become administered during the spring. And here we are in the spring.
That's right. We're in spring.
The weather is great.
Yeah. Birds are chirping. Spring has sprung. The grass is raised.
Right,
all
right.
That. Yeah. But people, a lot of them are going to wait till summer, or maybe even later, until
minute. Right, the day before school starts, or the day of school starting.
And
that's a problem.
Trying to get folks away from that. It's not too early to get those vaccinations taken care of.
Every year, we always want to educate the public about the importance of the flu vaccines. That's year-round, you know, both of the flu seasons that we have. But For school-age children, the three critical ages are at kindergarten, or actually age 6, age 11, and age 17. Those three ages are when you have to have your kids up to date on their vaccinations, on their immunizations, in order for them to go into the next grade year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then for the 11th grade, it also goes into if you're a senior. Many, I don't know if it's many or all colleges, require the meningitis vaccine to be administered. So our main push right now is our lobbies are not as full. They're not as busy as being in April. So now's the perfect time. You can get in and out fairly quickly. Our immunizations clinic, you mentioned, is at 815 North Broadway. Sylvia Warren is our director of our immunizations department, and we can provide vaccines to kids and to adults of all ages.
Very good. So they can go into your main office at 815 North Broadway.
No appointment needed.
No appointment needed. It's
free. First come, first serve.
Mm-hmm. Do you offer them in other places as well, or is that the only location for that?
Now, our staff, they'll go to work sites. They'll go to school campuses. They'll have mobile vaccination clinics they provide also. So either you can come to us, or if need be, we can come to you.
We are already starting to do the coming to you routine particularly for the back to school vaccines.
All righty.
And I just also mentioned too, John, if I could,
sure.
You know, there's been a lot of concern expressed. You know, we look at the news, we see the papers about people saying that they're concerned about vaccine safety. And as a parent, you know, I want to make sure that we're giving vaccines that they are safe. And every piece of information I've read, talking to from the CDC, for other people, that are the vaccines that are given are safe. What's happening though right now, we've seen the safety of vaccines challenged. We've also, you know, and I can tell you just from growing up, there was, you know, I remember seeing polio, you know, the iron lungs for polio. I remember taking the polio and sugar cubes. You might have taken the same thing, get the sugar cube polio.
Yeah, I had it. I did both ways.
Yeah, so we had that. We also, you and I had to get smallpox vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
I think young Terrence probably didn't have to do that. But
no, I did not.
But so what we're doing.
But I'm not that young.
But what we're seeing is that people are concerned about that and questioning whether is it safe for my child. And we, every information I've seen is the answer is yes. But the flip side is that we've seen situations where there's outbreaks. We've seen a recent outbreak of measles out in Washington State. We've seen a number of cases pop up here in Texas of measles, also mumps and other illnesses that we do have vaccines for right now. So please go check out, you know, credible sites like the CDC. I think we have some articles on our website that we can share with people if you are concerned. But please read the information and make an informed decision before you decide not to do something. But we're very pro vaccination. We think that's the right thing to do. Again, that's one of the things that's really has helped Americans become healthier over time.
Okay. George Roberts, Terrence Ates, Northeast Texas Public Health District, or NetHealth, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Website is mynethealth.org. We'll give out some of the other contact information a little later in the show. But basically, if you go to that website, you can find out pretty much everything you need to know. Tuberculosis control. When I was a little boy, I know many years ago, I think there was a common wisdom, for lack of a better term, that we had eradicated tuberculosis, and we haven't. It's still out there. We've done a lot, but it's not gone yet.
We try to keep it to a dull roar, but it is not eradicated. We have staff. We have a staff and team that basically work with patients who are diagnosed with positive TB. To help them, we have to do, when they are diagnosed, they have to receive what's called direct observation therapy, where we basically essentially watch you take your pill to make sure you take it. Because one of the things we don't want to have is TB outbreaks. And we've seen that in other areas of the state that they've had tuberculosis outbreaks. So we have a staff that works on that. And I think we had well over 100 patient visits. Now, that doesn't equal up the number of cases going on, but these are the number of patient visits that we've had. Because anytime there's a TB, say, for example, I got TB, I was diagnosed positive, we have to do what's called contact investigation and basically treat everybody who has been around me in a certain period of time. So that's what that's all about. But TB is it's still out there, unfortunately, but we want to try to keep that down, as I say, to a dull roar. And that's what we have a great team of people that are out there working on this day in and day out.
All righty. Moving on to vital statistics. Here's your ability to provide birth and death records to anybody.
That's right. So we basically are the registrar for the city of Tyler. So at our 815 North Broadway, come down there. If you were born in the city of Tyler, born in the state of Texas, we can take care of you. So come see us, get a birth certificate. They're $23 a piece. And then we have, we can also, if you had a loved one pass away in the city of Tyler, Smith County, we can take care of that as well. So please come visit us at 815 North Broadway as well. You can go to the website, and we can help you out there as well.
Our exemplary team can help you.
That's right.
They were just recently recognized with a 5-star exemplary award
from
the state of Texas.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Vital Stats.
All righty. 815 North Broadway. By the way, if you don't do street addresses real well, that's next to the Municipal Court Building, same place you've been for years, just south of Gentry Parkway.
That's right. Right there at the corner of Gentry Parkway and Broadway.
Okay. PHEP, that is Public Health Emergency Preparedness. Another very important thing you guys do.
It is very important. We have a great staff that's basically working in seven East Texas counties, including Smith and Gray counties. And what we try to do there is basically make sure that those, we have a staff and team that basically prepare with local officials to basically make sure their communities are ready for any type of public health emergency that comes around. They have been experiencing that. So where did we, recent experiences? Canton and Van Zandt County, when they had those severe tornadoes. So that my team has been very, very active, in particularly in Van Zandt County over the last couple of years. They also work with disease surveillance. So there's certain reportable diseases. There are a number of reportable diseases to the state, such as hepatitis A, B, C, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox. You know, those types of things that can be that are considered reportable. They also, if there's someplace a congregate living that has maybe a stomach flu outbreak, they go work that type of stuff too. So basically, trying to make sure that again, diseases do not get if we have a case, we go investigate it. Investigate their contacts and make sure that those diseases do not get spread, primarily in those seven counties that we work with.
All righty, Northeast Texas Public Health District, or NetHealth, our topic this morning. George Roberts, the CEO of NetHealth, and Terrence Ates, the Director of Community Outreach and the Public Information Officer, joining us this morning. I'm John Sims on In Focus. 815 North Broadway is the address. Phone number is 903-535-0030 and mynethealth.org, the website with plenty of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter on there as well, if you want to go any of those routes. Your regional laboratory is one of seven certified labs in the state. We're talking milk, water, and
that's right,
STDs.
That's right. So basically, so we have
in separate parts of the lab.
Yeah, that's right. So we have.
Sure, yeah, I was just going to say.
So basically, the milk. That was a fact. When I was starting with the organization, I wasn't aware who did this kind of stuff. So we do it for pretty wide swath of East Texas, since we're one of seven certified labs in the state to do this. Basically, sanitarians, Department of State Health Services, sanitarians bring us milk samples. And they basically come in and we test the milk to make sure that, for example, that the cow wasn't given too much penicillin. Some people are allergic to penicillin. So we check that the milk is not overwatered. And they check, molded hay, et cetera, like that. So that's a very fascinating program that we do there. We also check for the safety of water, make sure there's not E. coli in the water. And we work with a lot of different water systems around East Texas. And finally, STDs. We have a number of clinics that will send us samples sexually transmitted disease. We test for syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, those types of things. So it's a very, very important function that we operate with our laboratory.
One of the high-profile facilities that you've opened up, and I think it's 5 years old now. Time really flies. Uh-huh. This would be the Center for Healthy Living on Frankston Highway.
It's a great center that Terrence and his team really work with.
So yeah, we've been going since October of 2013. We provide services for anybody, whether you live in Tyler, whether you live in Smith County, or if you live in a different city or different county in East Texas. We provide cancer screening services. So if you are uninsured and you haven't had a mammogram or a pap smear within the last year, you can come to our location or you can call us and we can help you with that service for free. We do Zumba classes for free 3 nights a week. My boss here, George, he hasn't shown Zumba dancing moves, but I bet he can get down pretty.
Anything on YouTube yet?
Not yet, man.
That's a good idea.
I think he just shot a challenge at me right there, John.
But there you go.
Yeah.
So on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights at 6 p.m., anybody can come and have our Zumba class for free. We also do diabetes education and healthy living classes. So these are for whether you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or you may be what we call pre-diabetic. You may have a few symptoms that you haven't been officially diagnosed as being diabetic, but you're going along that path where you may become full-blown diabetic. So we have sessions either 6 weeks or 12 weeks where we can provide you the tips, the assistance mentally and physically to help you to learn how to live a better lifestyle to where you can reverse that diagnosis of diabetes, actually get off the diabetic medications and feel and live better and healthier.
Okay. And
diabetes is a tough illness, and we're there.
It is, yeah.
The problem, he's not really given his program. It is an accredited program by the American Diabetes Association, which is a very – has the ADA seal of approval. So it's a good program. And it's – diabetes affects probably 10-plus percent of East Texans, which is – and diabetes is a very costly disease. We have that issue in our family. Then it costs a lot of money to take care of diabetes.
Okay. Did we mention health insurance assistance? If we didn't – have missed it.
We
okay.
Yeah.
You can get health insurance assistance.
With Medicaid, Medicare, CHIP. Children's Health Insurance Program. So we are a free community health resource. We are here to help fill the needs, fill the gaps that you may have with your health and with your family's health. And one of our newer programs and one of our flagship services that we're providing now is the Community Cares Program. And in essence, it is to establish a primary medical care home for a person that does not have insurance. So one of our main goals is to prevent unnecessary visits to the emergency room, to where if it's a condition that you just need to see a primary doctor for, instead of going to an emergency room and racking up who knows how much of a cost, how much of a bill, well, you can get referred to. We have our staff, our community health workers at the Center for Healthy Living. We've partnered with both of the major hospitals in Tyler, UT Health East Texas, and Chris and Mother Francis, and many social service agencies, to where it's not just medical care. If you need assistance with food, we can navigate you to that proper social service. If you need help with sheltering, with medical assistance, we're a one-stop shop for anyone that does not have health insurance.
Okay.
And we operate this, John, on behalf of the community. Our partners, when we were coming up with a plan on how to do what became community cares, our partners, the hospitals, and the social service agencies kind of look to the Northeast Texas Public Health District to kind of be the center to coordinate these efforts. So, Terrence and his team at the center have done an outstanding job of really getting this program kicked off, and the numbers are starting to come up right now. We have a Community Cares Advisory Council we're actually meeting here. We have a meeting coming up, and it's so far so good. We think we see great stuff happening as a result of Community Cares.
Okay, and you can find out more on the website. I know I looked. It's very informative, very interesting. And the Center for Healthy Living, I should say, 2815 Frankston Highway. That's at the corner of Frankston Highway and Walton Road.
Correct.
Where the fire station used to be many years ago. Some folks will remember that. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 903-593-7474 if you want to find out more about the Community Cares program. We'll just give that number out
please,
real quick.
We're open open Monday through Friday. There's a sign out front that kind of gives you some hours. But please stop by, and if you're interested, any of the bodies from the community is welcome to come by.
All right. Want to move on to a couple of other topics
sure.
as we wind down the show here. One of them is the Healthy Me, Healthy Babies Coalition, and specifically, I know that you're helping out this year with an event that I have been involved with for many years. I was once on the chapter board of the March of Dimes,
wow.
and I'm still heavily involved with that. I personally walk along with my church team every year in the March of Dimes March for Babies. You're helping out with that this year? Saturday,
sure.
April 13th.
It's through our Healthy Me, Healthy Babies Coalition, and what we're partnering with them because the Healthy Me, Healthy Babies Coalition is basically to try to help. We saw some issues with prenatal care. We've kind of evolved now. We've seen some issues with infant mortality and maternal mortality in our market. So we want to basically make sure that we're basically working to try to get to women early in the process when they're thinking about becoming pregnant so they can have a healthy pregnancy and have a healthy baby. So we are involved with the March of Dimes Walk this year, and John, you can go to this. You can if you're interested in participating in the event, which is Saturday, April 13th. Registration, I believe, is starting at 8.
Yeah.
And I think the walk starts at 9. It's just a 5K, so it's not a big deal.
But you can walk or run.
You walk or run.
But it's a walk. So
yeah.
Free, easy exercise.
That's right. Southside Park will be the meeting place, and we'll walk through Southside Park and along the Rose Rudman Trail up into Rose Rudman Park, and it'll be a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and hoping the weather will
but
hold
we're trying,
up
yeah,
for
we're
it.
Hoping, we're hoping for good weather. We're also hoping to raise some money that day, but again, it's MarchForBabies/events/Tyler.
Yeah, MarchForBabies.org, I believe.
.org, uh-huh.
right. MarchForBabies.org/events/Tyler. Did I get that right?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
yeah,
you for
you
adding
bet.
That through there.
All right. Hope to see a lot of y'all out there on April 13th. Fit City Tyler's Fit for Life Youth Art Contest. Your due date for that is April 19th. We want to talk about that and also maybe a quick overview of Fit City Tyler, some of the other things you have going on with that, lighting up
sure.
East Texas.
Terrence, so, can I give Terrence a little bit about the art contest? That's a cool thing that we've
well,
added.
Well, Fit City Tyler began in 2010 with George and also with Dave Berry. Each year we add a new program or put a spin on an existing program. So our art contest actually started 4 years ago, and our major push is to encourage health promotion in kids. So this is an art contest open for kindergartner through 12th grade students. We have it broken down in four different grade categories. And our sponsor this year is the Cooperative Teachers Credit Union. So we have a $100 first place prize that's awarded to each of those four grade categories. And it's really just drawing about being healthy, whether you're currently healthy or how you aspire to be healthy as you become older. We've gotten many, many wonderful drawings, some that have will blow your mind
yeah,
as far
I mean,
as the creativity.
Even
the
kindergarten,
some of
the
students.
Even the younger kids, but I mean the older kids obviously can draw some pretty amazing stuff. Saw a neat entry the other day that came in.
So. And it's pretty cool that a kindergartner can win $100 cash just for a drawing.
I would say very cool.
Very cool. I don't. Maybe I'm eligible.
Or you're a kid at heart, George.
That's right.
Yeah, but
and also I'll say it, John. For Fit City this year, we're in the midst of Lighting Up East Texas. We had around 2,500 people have weighed in for our Lighting Up East Texas challenge for the seventh year. The weigh out period will begin the day after Easter, which is April 22nd, the 30th of April. And so we want everybody who's weighed in to weigh out during that time, during that week and a half, a little over a week actually. Our Fit City celebration will be Thursday,
May the 9th. That's where we're going to draw the winners of Lighting Up East Texas. That's also where we're going to award the cash prizes for the Fit for Life Youth Art Contest.
All righty.
And also recognize our Healthy Worksite Wellness winner, healthy worksite wellness winner. Mm-hmm. So
Fit City Tyler pretty much goes on all year round in one form or another. I know that you have the Walk with a Doc event, which is a great
right.
opportunity to get out and walk with a doc and learn about important aspects of good health
right.
from different types of doctors. So you have something going on all year round
with
Fit City Tyler.
We try to keep, because we want Tyler and East Texas, you know, Smith County, East Texans, basically, what can I do to basically get healthy? You know, what can I do to lose weight, stay healthy, exercise, eat right? And again, we don't have a Fit City Tyler nutrition plan or exercise plan, because what might work for me may not work for you and vice versa. But we just want get it, eat right and get active.
Okay. One last thing, and we got maybe about a minute and a half left in the show. A quick blurb for the Doc Ballard Award. This is where you honor someone every year who's been a real contributor to good health in East Texas. And you're going to hand that out, I guess, around the end of April?
Yeah, end of April at our board meeting. Right now, we're scheduled to hand that out April 25th at our board meeting. And we've recognized a lot of public health leaders, you know, or people that have just done great stuff to promote public health and encourage public health in our market. And we've been doing this for, I think, around 20 years.
20 now. Years.
Sounds about
Doc
right, Ballard, yeah. The history is basically Doc Ballard was a real, he worked with the state, and he was also on our health district board early on. Basically, he was a real champion for public health, and basically his expertise was really in the area of water safety. You know, not water, you know, water sports safety, but water, drinking water type safety.
Okay.
So he was a big proponent of that. So
it's award April 25th.
April 25th.
Okay. Doc Ballard Award. And that's about all the time we have. Just time for a quick wrap here. This is In Focus. I'm John Sims. We have been visiting with from the Northeast Texas Public Health District, or NetHealth, George Roberts and Terrence Ates. 815 North Broadway. Phone number 903-535-0030. Website is mynethealth.org. And just so much to offer through the Northeast Texas Public Health District. We're out of time, but George and Terrence, again, as always, thanks for dropping by.
Brian, thank you for having us. And, you know, much prevent illness, promote health, and protect our community.
You got
That's
it.
What we're all about.
Okay. Thanks again, George and Terrence from NetHealth. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you again next week, as always, on In Focus.